Let us read in chapter 4 of Revelation. Let us read in chapter 4 of Revelation. Verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face of him as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast, and each of them 6, let's read that again, and the fourth beast had each of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, and which is, and which is to come. Chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Now for time's sake, let's go down to verse 13. No, verse 12. This is now he hears the great multitude cry out in worship, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say, Blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. For a few minutes this afternoon, I would like to encourage the Lord's people as we look for a few minutes at this throne. A throne is a place where law, power, authority is issued forth. Somewhere where men must, something into which men must bow to. Coming out from it is command, law. And John, when he's called into the presence of God, the first thing John saw was the throne set in heaven. Now I have in my mind today, because as young people and older ones growing up in this world, and especially in the day in which we're living right now, things don't look these days. Economically, you can all lose your home. It happens very short. You can all lose that home you have. In a few weeks, you might all lose your job. Yes. Jobs are going quickly. Got a couple of boys, I want to get them a job. You can't get them a job. Everybody says we're laying off. No job. Economically, our country is in trouble. Real trouble. We're all going to get hurt. We're all going to get hurt. Mother tells me that once in a while I see her, that she talks things over sometimes, and she says, you all never had it so good. Never had it so good. Many years ago, people knew what it was to have to trust God. She says, you people, you my son, you've never known what it's like. She warned us, she used to tell us, don't grumble. You never had it so good. Well, that thing can't last. We're going to find out, perhaps, that it all was false. And now things are shaking. The whole thing might crumble like it did years ago when our parents and others saw the thing crumble. We've had 30 years of good going. Now she needs to go down here. Not much to hope for as you look at the world economically. Politically, the Middle East could explode. African explode. Who knows what the South Atlantic is going to bring to us? Who knows? Politically, everything shakes. They always told us. What brought the good 30 years that we've all enjoyed was the Second World War. And if you don't trust the politicians any better than I do, and they see the situation today, what can bring back the economical system? What can put back more into it? A war. I'm not suggesting that, because I don't trust them. I don't know what they're saying in their mind. Socially, homes are deteriorating. The social world is all crumbling. And personal, every one of us aren't near the Christian. We know what to do. Well, where are you going to look? Where are you going to turn your eyes? Politically, the world may just go wild. It's World War. Economically, our whole system may just crumble. We have to start from the bottom again. Socially, for all of us, where are we going to turn? Where are we going to look? Is there anything to see? Yes. Just for a few minutes. Won't have long. I'm going to have to rush through it. I could take a whole hour on this, but I'm going to rush through it. Hope you'll take time to sit down and think about a throne that's set in the heaven. It's set. And everything that's taking place in our world and the universe, no matter how inconsistently it may seem to you and I, no matter how chaotic it may appear, no matter how much it might seem to us to be out of control, listen, there's a throne set
in heaven and controlled the universe.
If a world war comes, remember there's a corona set,
and it will go exactly to the will of a man who sits on that throne.
And if economically everything falls and crumbles around us,
you remember, it will only go so far, it will only be so severe, it will only affect those in whom the man in that throne allows. There's a throne set in heaven.
Now the one who sits on that throne, John couldn't describe him. Nobody else could either. When John looked upon him, there was just two stones that came to his mind for Jesus. And he said, the one who sat on that throne is like a sardine stone, like the sparkling diamond.
Right? You might have another interpretation for the sardine. That's what I've got in mind.
The other was like a ruby.
A ruby. Right in red.
John, that's what he left it there. That's what the one sitting on that throne is like.
He couldn't describe.
But he said around that throne is a rainbow encircling around that throne. And that's the first point about that throne I want you to see. It's God sitting on that throne.
That's who he is. The God of the universe.
And encircling that throne is a rainbow. And all that comes out of that throne, all the issues forth from it,
it's all new to the truth. It's a gracious throne. Listen. God won't take your job, and he won't take your home, because he doesn't love you.
No. God will not bring our nation down
financially to rock bottom, because he has not got an interest in the people. It would be the very opposite. Because he does have an interest.
You know, as long as you can go to the bank account, and you can draw out whatever you want, and you can put whatever you want into your home, and you can own the kind of home you want, and we have everything at our disposal, when do you need God? At what point do you call upon God?
The only time you call upon God is when money can't obey. And you say, or the trouble in the family. Then of course all the money in the world can't answer that. So we need God. But maybe God wants us to learn that he wants to be in all of our lives. And one of the things God can do, as we're looking at the situation today, brothers and sisters, you might as well learn right now that you've got to learn to take confidence. You've got to see that there's something more stable, something more worth trusting in than yourself, your ability, your job, your bank account. You've got to learn to look at something more stable than that.
And when God's people turn their eyes to those things, then in the sovereignty and the movements of God as he sits upon that throne,
he may just put his hand upon that thing that we've learned to trust in so much and take it all away. Then what are we going to do? If we haven't been reading our Bible, and we have not learned to trust in God, and to see that we're only stewards, then we may have trouble ahead. And I would like to encourage you, back to me. Listen, there's a throne set in your head.
And on that throne sits God Almighty.
And that throne, whatever issues from that throne, will come forth in grace.
If you lose everything, we lose all,
Not because God don't care. He's teaching us a lesson. It's a gracious thing.
Yes, and then verse 4, and round about the throne there were 20 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders. And they were dressed in white raiment, and they wore crowns on their heads. Here's the associate of that day. Who are they? They're the people of God. Really, in its context, I believe it will be the church. After the Lord Jesus comes at the rapture, the church is going home. But right now, this afternoon, the associates of the church, of the throne, are those who are loved ones. It's already gone. Many here this afternoon may be already. Many of you know have already crossed Jordan. And they're on the other side. They're identified with that throne. All is well with them, but I won't be able to spend time on that.
Verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings, and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The spirit of God, another associate of that throne. The spirit of God goes out to search out all things up, all things up. All that's wrong, all that's out of harmony with the throne. And he searches it out and he finds it.
And it's his work to bring it into subjection to that throne. Now I put myself in the money. I have to keep my word.
So, we all must submit to that throne.
Let's go down a little further. Verse 6.
And before the throne there was a sealed glass, like unto crystal. Before that throne is a sealed glass, like unto crystal. Thrones are something in the world today, as we know them. Some, the last 6 months, the last 3 years, one power gets stronger than the next. We have a two, down goes one throne, and another one established. And each one that's established is more unjust than the one that was overthrown. And so thrones today, they come, they topple, and they fall. There's all kinds of things today that are unstable. They're shaky. They're not solid. And a sea. You couldn't possibly see a sea with calm as well.
I spent 12 years beside the sea. I never saw a calm as that. I never saw the sea without a wave. I saw a lake, and you look down on the lake, it's like a sea of glass. Calm, not a ripple. But I never saw the sea like that. Always a wave. Always a moving. Always churning.
Did not Isaiah say, the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. All the rest. Never speak. This throne. Before this throne is a sea of glass. Everything is perfectly quiet, still, and settled. Nothing can disturb this throne. Nothing can frustrate this throne. Nothing can disturb the one who sits on that throne. He has everything under perfect control.
Listen. If economically everything goes, will you be able to bow to that throne with perfect confidence, knowing that everything in front of that throne is quiet and still? God has perfectly, God is in perfect control. He's brought the problem into our lives. He's brought it here. Here it is. There we are. Can we rest quiet and peaceably with confidence in the man who sits on the throne, that God is sitting on the throne, and accept that it's from his hand. Could we? This is the point I really want to leave. There's a throne set in heaven. That's it. Perfect control. The other day at the Bible reading, back home, someone was saying about faith. How come faith? People have faith, and then they die, without seeing what they ask for. How come people have faith and they get sick? They die in disease. Where's the faith? What good is the faith? Well, I think the man had the wrong idea on faith. Faith is that quality of being able to see God in circumstances where everything would point that God's not there. And a man died with cancer when he prayed to God that he wouldn't die so. Does that mean that his faith was no good? That's what we talk. Listen. Faith isn't something given to us to help us to escape from life and what life is all about. No. Faith is that quality that will take us through whatever comes without ever losing confidence. There's a throne set in the heavens, and that throne is going to determine within the next few months, the next year, how our country is going to go. That throne is going to decide. It's not going to be Chair Trudeau. It's not going to be President Reagan. It's not going to be the European parties, and neither is it going to be Japan. No. There's a throne set in the heavens, and God's on that throne. He's the one in control. And if he's the one that brought inflation, and he's the one that's going to let inflation take its course, and he's the one that's going to say when it's going to stop, he's going to decide the whole thing. You and I have got to go with him. Hand in hand. By faith.
Accepting
what comes from that throne.
And knowing full
that there's a God in heaven. He's in full control. Before that throne, a few glass, stable, and quiet, and sure. Out of the human flesh. Now, where will I go?
Well, let's go to chapter 5. This throne eventually is going to be openly in full control of our earth. One brother's already mentioned the millennial reign.
Yes.
And how is the earth going to be brought into submission to this throne? Who's going to do it and how? And so, I'll have to rush. This book, God sitting upon the throne has a book in his hand. And an angel calls out to make the challenge. Who's worthy to come and take the book out of the hand of him that sits upon the throne? Who's worthy to take that book?
Now that book is the title deed of the earth. And the seven seals in that book is the method and the means by which this throne is going to be put in complete control of the affairs of earth.
How God's going to bring the whole of the earth into submission to this throne.
That man is openly rebelled. We're talking about the world now, the sinner. Openly rebelling against the throne.
And the sitter on the throne has the book in his hand, and it is drawn against the root. There's nobody in their history to do it.
We want to come and tell John, don't we, John? Don't we? The line of the tribe of Judah she is surveyed. And John looked, and in the midst of the throne there was a lamb. There was Jesus Christ. In his resurrection glory, still bearing the marks of the cross, and the Lord Jesus walked up to the throne and took the book out of the hand of the soldier.
And they all begin to worship and to exclaim that he is worthy. Now the rest of the book, chapter 6, the rest of the book and those judgments, the vial, the bowl, and those seals, they're all judgments that the Lord Jesus, when he opens the book, he pours out these judgments upon the earth. For what purpose? He's going to bring three judgments to earth in the submission of that world. And when he's done, and when he's complete, the whole of the earth and the whole of the universe and all intelligent beings are from the demons of hell are going to actively be submitted to the one who sits upon the throne and for 1,000 years and into all this throne is going to be bowed to and submitted to, and the earth is going to endure, and the sons of men are going to endure life as they've never experienced it before. Now I've gone through that off the top, I know. But anyway, remember, there's a throne set in the heaven. One Christian, if you haven't up until now, if you haven't up until now got to know the Lord and experientially got to know your Heavenly Father, then I suggest as quickly as you can you get to know. Because I have a feeling many of God's people today are prepared. It's such a tragedy. They lose their home. They leave their job. What will you do? What will you do? Can you take it? Can you take it? Are you spiritual enough to accept that? Or will you go down into despondency, discouragement, and despair? You get to know the God who sits on that throne and all such events. They're not really. I'm not talking about something that's foolish. You know the story of the three Hebrews? What happened to them? You know the story of Daniel? What happened to him? You know the story of David? What happened to him? These were men, young men, that knew God. And when circumstances came into their life, it didn't ruin them. They were able to go through. I would like you, with myself, to get a fresh vision of a throne set in heaven and God's life. Remember, what comes